Hello, my friend. Greetings and good day to you. This is your brother Ramesh Medasani from our Daily Blessing. I hope this audio clip will be a blessing to you. We learn from the scriptures that we often are torn between our two natures that war within us, the sinful living and the righteous living. The nature we feed will grow strong and dominate the other. We must be very realistic about the power of the old nature and its ability to rebound and gain control. It doesn't take much nourishment for the old nature of sin to revive and flourish again. Apostle Paul, writing to the church at Rome, warns them, "Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body, so that you obey its evil desires." In other words, to go forward in spiritual growth, we must deal ruthlessly with sin in our lives. Paul calls us to feed the new nature and starve the old, to be dead to sin and alive to God, walking in newness of life. And the way to walking in newness is to begin each day with a quiet time of personal Bible reading and prayer. Without this diligence, our righteous nature will starve. Righteousness is right standing with God. If we neglect to feed our soul will become the food. It's food for today's thought. The Bible says in Romans chapter 6, verse 14, "For sin shall no longer be your master, because you're not under the law, but under grace." Remember, my friends, if we don't suppress sin, we will be oppressed by sin. Shall we pray? Lord our God, today, help us to uplift the life of the Spirit within us by making choices that starve the sin nature and nourish the righteous nature. Holy Spirit, bless us to be powerful men and women of prayer. Lead us, Lord Jesus, to live and love like you. In your righteous name we pray. Amen. May God bless you and be gracious to you.